Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the last official edition of Scuba Radio for 2012.
But watch out for the pirated editions, which will come out tomorrow. What are you talking about, last official edition?
It is. It's the last edition of Scuba Radio for 2012,
there
officially. There could be an unofficial version that we record on New Year's Eve.
Ah.
And so depending on how you want to look at it, you know, we are planning to record a broadcast on New Year's Eve in Bimini with Neil Watson, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, and more, you know, troublemakers that we come across here in Bimini. It's going to be a good time at the Bimini Sands, but it won't air until 2013. So it will be recorded in 2012, and it might have a combination. It actually may cross us over into the new year. So we're going to record like on New Year's Eve before, and then we'll have like probably the last half hour of the show, the hangover portion, you know, the next morning, who survived, that kind of thing. You'll have to tune in, listen to all the festivities next week. But we got a big show to cover today. In the studio, obviously, Bill the producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Bibble Boy, I almost called him. No, but he's the Bubble Boy. He's in the studio with us. And we have a very special guest with us who actually was kind of one of my first dive instructor.
So
guru guys.
It would be fair to say that this is all his fault.
You could blame him if you'd like to use blame as opposed to, you know,
this
thanking
him.
This
is your fault, Casey.
I see the show hasn't changed much in the years since I've been
exactly.
away.
Exactly. Yeah, the ball busting has continued for almost 16 years now. And,
unfortunately, I can remember the exact, you know, back in the day when Greg said, "So what do you think? Should I do a Scuba Radio show?"
And you said, "Hell no. What are you, nuts?" Like
something
yep,
like
okay.
that, yeah. And then you passed me that bottle of rum, and I don't remember anymore.
Exactly. And here we are 16 years later, almost. So, so Casey was one of the guys here in the beginning of starting Scuba Radio. And he was running or managing a dive shop at the time. And he was one of the guys that I looked to, like, you know, when I first starting.
Scuba 3, wasn't it?
Scuba 3 Dive Center.
Scuba 3 Dive Center, yeah.
And Altamont, I guess, right?
Altamont Springs, right up the street here.
Bill and Casey were running that shop.
Different Bill.
Different Bill. But you know, it was interesting that, you know, I haven't told this story in a long time, and this would be a great, you know, you might learn from this experience, from hearing this story, especially if... if anybody took my advice in the month of December and gave the gift of scuba, you know, I came on, I told you, give, you know, a dive certification class for Christmas or for the person on your list.
An excellent gift, might I add.
And actually, that's how I started in my diving career. I was actually working at a radio station at the time, and there was another dive center in the Orlando area that had me do their commercials. I was doing commercial production at the time, and I was the guy you'd hear on all these commercials, you know, hawking this car or that thing or whatever.
With the Little Mermaid music on everyone.
Yeah, maybe there might have been a few. But there was this one dive store that the only time they advertised was during Christmas. And it was like, give the gift to scuba, give the gift to scuba. It was the most obnoxious commercial ever made. ever heard. I mean, I hated doing it, but I had to do it. It was my job, but I always wanted to learn how to dive. So when they came to me and said, "Hey, will you produce this commercial for us?" I said, "Okay, I'll do it." I said, "However, as part of the deal, I want you guys to give me some scuba lessons. You teach me how to dive. I'll do your commercial." I was like, "Okay, cool." So they and lo and behold, at the time, they were running a special for the Christmas season of only $39.95. I thought, well, wait a minute, I got kind of gypped out of this deal. It was only $40. And I thought that was kind of low. But I
this
didn't
is what
know
happens
any better.
When you read the copy before you make a deal,
right? And but at the time, I didn't know any better. I didn't know what the going rate for dive classes were and whatever. But of course, I go in and I say I got this, you know, this pass for a free lesson. I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. Here's the class. It starts here, and then oh well, you're gonna have to buy mask, fins, and snorkel. And well, how much is that? Well, the mask is $200. The fins are $200. Okay, this was 16 years ago. Those prices are high today. You hear what I'm saying? They were that high then, and I was like, "What? Wow, that $39.95 deal doesn't seem like such a great deal now." And you got to pay for books. You got to pay for the dives. Next
and
thing
your pool
you know,
time. Don't forget paying for your pool time.
Yeah.
Those shops are no longer around. Thank you, God.
Exactly. So you know, but when this happened in the first lesson that I taught, I was like, "Wait a minute! This $40 class I've been hawking on the radio to all these poor saps that were given the gift of scuba." might be feeling kind of gypped right now, or feeling like, hey, I got there's a little bait and switch kind of thing going on. And I got a little suspicious. So after the first class, and they said, well, we do expect you to buy your mask and fins and snorkel here, by the way, too. Not only are they $200 for a mask, but you must buy them here. I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, you know, I thought, okay, I smell something rotten, and it's not fish.
And it's worse than that, because they recognized his voice. In the shop from the commercials, and the whole class started hating him with rented fins.
Right. Like, hey, is that you? No, that wasn't me. That was someone else. anyway, so I go out of the class literally that day, out of the first class, and down the street was Casey's store that he was working at the time. And I went over there and started. I didn't talk to Casey at first. I talked to one of the dive instructors, and I walked in. And they had all this other gear, and I just started asking them, like, hey, how much are those fins? Oh, they're $49, you know. How much is that mask? About $40, $39.95. I'm like, And I started talking to them. I said, well, they said this, they're screwing you. And, you know, and I started talking to them, and one thing led to another, and I realized, like, yeah, this was not really an appropriate type of setup. I still went through the dive class with the other shop.
And he still voiced their commercials for the next 10 years.
I did. but after, right after I got certified, I jumped to the other store and said, hey, I want to continue learning stuff, but I think I want to go with this other store that's not trying to squeeze every penny they can out of me or misrepresent what the real cost of doing this is. And continue my diving career. Not only that, my last dive, my checkout dive with them was hideous. It was like 40 degrees outside. It was drizzling rain. The visibility was all of 1/2 foot.
It's not their fault that the weather was bad. You can't blame the dive operation
no,
for
I
the
can't.
Weather.
I can, because they shouldn't have been taking the boat out. But they weren't going to cancel the trip. No way. So, no, I can't blame them for that. So, you know, it was just not it wasn't a good experience, but after talking to the other dive center.
It's all better
now. It is. Well, I knew it had to be better. From talking to them, I knew, okay, it's not that expensive. And also, I'd seen stuff on TV. I was like, wait, it's supposed to be clear blue water. I've seen these movies on the Discovery Channel and IMAX and everything. It has to be better than this. And I hung in there, started making friends at this other dive shop right after I got certified, and next thing you know, a year or two later, we talk and I do some continuing education, get my dive master certification with Casey.
You did very
gang.
Well, by the way.
Yeah, and just had a great experience, and it's built from there. So, you know, but that's what you got to do. Sometimes you got to take that initiative on your own. And just to go back to that giving the gift of scuba, you know, you could do a certificate that would be a fair price of $100. You could get something where they would still, you'd have to pay for boats and stuff like
pretty
that.
Pretty much any of the shops nowadays, you can go in. What I always recommend is go into several shops.
Right.
Because you want to be a friend with your instructor. You want to feel like somebody's there that knows you and gives a darn and will really put the effort in to get you comfortable underwater.
Exactly.
And then you can pretty much do a gift certificate for a class or pick up the book and DVD or buy a master in a snorkel. And then even if they don't finish a class, they can still enjoy snorkeling in the shallows.
Exactly. Yeah. But like you could get an entry-level certificate for $100. By the time you're done with a real class, a full class, you're going to spend $400 or $500. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's reasonable.
But that's realistic. You're getting your equipment.
Yes. All right. Well, there you go. Learn from those stories. We got more to share, including divers' New Year's resolutions. This is the time to discuss them. That's what we'll do today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, y'all. This is Nikki Lee, Miss May 2012 Playboy Playmate, and radio host of Playmates Presents on SiriusXM Playboy Radio 102 and Fantasy Sports Radio.
I'm sexy and I know it.
But when I'm not doing that, I'm checking out Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Now, here's a guy who seems a little too impressed with his air hose, but at least he knows how to work it. Greg the Dive Master.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Really, Greg? Really?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yes, that was definitely a highlight from 2012, was it not? Now, she did, Nikki said that she would like me to certify her to dive in January. That was back in end of October, right? Or November, beginning of November. Haven't heard from her since. So
what about the restraining order?
No restraining order, but I have not heard from her. I would think that by now she would have reached out and said, "Hey, when are we going to do this in January when I'm in Florida?"
Maybe you played with your hoses too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But
don't be shy, Greg. You got to make the call.
We're still holding out hope. Well, I don't know. She didn't give me her number. Ironically, that was weird. She goes, "I'll have my people contact your people."
Oh.
And my people,
sorry, man.
Bill, have you been contacted by anyone from Playboy?
Well, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, but my subscription is due to be renewed.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, we'll renew
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's related to the same thing.
Oh, you don't think?
With the waiting cloud of Scuba Radio, couldn't you just knock on the door of the mansion?
Well, I talked to her about that we could do her pool work in the grotto.
There you go.
So,
wow. You know what? I don't know how long it would take to rinse that equipment. I have no idea how long
very
it would take to rinse long, that equipment.
Long time.
Holy cow.
As a well-seasoned dive instructor, I would insist on it.
Oh, wow.
Well, then we'd spend much time water rinsing the equipment.
An older instructor than you have to remember that once you're done with the student, now you have to give intro dive to all the other people who have been watching.
True. I discover scuba in the...
In the grotto.
In the Playboy
That's
Mansion
a great plan,
grotto.
Casey. Let's put more clothes on the girls hanging around the grotto. Hey,
who's
Excellent
up?
Plan.
Who's up next? Phew! Oh, crap. Okay, well, you know, we can dream, right?
Can I dive in my bathrobe?
Yes. Yes, you can. Don't take the bathrobe off.
No. Anything that'll Thanks. Cover you up is fine by me. Anyway, okay. Let's
How will I know when I'm too pruny?
I'm having trouble clearing my snorkel.
Coming up, we're going to check in with...
I don't normally blow.
Will Viagra help me breathe at depth?
All right, quit it, you guys. Seriously.
Everything already looks blue.
Abby is in town, Bill. Mermaid Abby from back in the day.
Outstanding.
For the holidays, we're going to check
here,
in with her.
Not here, I noticed.
No, we're just going to check in with her on the phone. But she is in the area. We'll check in with her. Also... have you ever wondered what it's like or what issues or things you have to take into account when photographing underwater models? Now, unfortunately, this is a gig that I have taken on over the last few years. When we go on our liveaboard trips and things like that, part of the thing, you know, the many duties that I have to do, that I suffer through doing this show is producing pictures and videos for the website, scubaradio.com. And this isn't, you know, everybody thinks like, oh, man, you have the best gig in the world. You know, Casey's like, you know, Greg, it's been a long time. You're living large. You're traveling to the Maldives and Fiji and, you know, with all these beautiful mermaids and things like this. Yeah, it sounds great. But, you know, I have to.
But it's not? Is that what you're telling me? It's
no,
not
well,
great?
No, I'm not saying that. Actually, It's pretty good gig. But there is a lot of variables when it comes to, you know, taking pictures of models underwater, especially.
Yes.
There's a lot of factors at play here that you don't really think about when you think like, oh, just take a camera underwater, take my GoPro and take a few shots and I'm good to go. And there's a lot more to it. And I've learned that over the last few years, especially when you come back and you get the pictures where they have little bubbles up their nostrils and things like that. So I figured let's bring in a pro. And today on the show, Barry from Barry and Roof from Dive Training Magazine, who've been with us on a couple trips before and helped us out. They're pros. They shoot the cover for Dive Training Magazine. They've shot the cover for Dive Training Magazine more than any other photographer on the planet. And what's unique about Dive Training, you know, they shoot this picture for the cover, and then when you open up the magazine, the other side of the paper is actually a backside view of the cover shot. So they have to shoot it from both sides. And it's a unique thing. But a lot of their pictures, a lot of their covers do have models. Ruth is one of Barry's favorite models, obviously. They're related and married and that kind of thing. So, but a lot of times he recruits in other models as well. So he's going to come on and give us some tips. I'm going to need these because I'm taking Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, over to Bimini for New Year's. We're going to do some pictures for the website. And for the new property, the Bimini Sands, with her in a mermaid tail and that kind of thing, and possibly in the water, the whole thing. And maybe give me some tips on dealing with not only just models and some of the factors like bubbles and things like that, but attitudes. Because Kelly, she is a real model. She's working for Bud today, doing like some Budweiser thing. I don't know if she's just drinking it.
No, she's not working for Budweiser. She's working for a guy named Bud.
Oh, okay, I could have misunderstood her. But
hey, Kelly, come on out here. We're going to take some pictures.
Whatever you say, buddy.
Greg, you did tell them that Kelly's nickname is Delete. Delete, delete, delete.
What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. She doesn't like it if you take bad pictures, for sure. So Barry might have some insight on how to work with, you know, difficult models, you know, because Kelly can be difficult at times. So I want to get some tips from him that hopefully you can listen in and maybe pick up a few as well.
I think a bottle of rum would help with difficult.
Okay, that's it. Just get them good and liquored up, and it doesn't really matter. Maybe that's the key. But, you know, you can't mix that way if you got them down on scuba.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, I haven't decided if we're going to put Kelly on scuba on this trip. I don't think we are. I think we're just going to do some snorkeling stuff. She hasn't been diving in a while. But anyway, we got Barry coming up. He'll give us some tips on photographing underwater models. So that's coming up, as well as the definition of a good diver on today's Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. All right, so, you know, it is the end of the year. And this is a time to reflect, but also a time to look ahead, you know, to renew those resolutions that you didn't complete in 2012. Maybe that's all you need to do. Or maybe you got some new ones. You know, I need to kind of get my head around what we're going to do in 2013. I have a few ideas, and I'll share those as the show progresses. But we're going to go around the room, and feel free to chime in today. 888-88-SCUBA. Maybe you have a suggestion on where we should go. And no, don't please say, oh, go to hell. We get that every week. Be more creative as far as maybe a dive site, a place that might be a good place for us to do a scuba radio broadcast from, or someplace we haven't been, or maybe a place we have been that we need to go back and visit again. I don't know. That's what we're going to meander through today. Once again, 888-88-SCUBA, Divers New Year's Resolutions.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and Casey, one of my first diving friends when I started my diving career, even before scuba radio. Casey was there leading the way that led to this path of me hosting scuba radio for almost 16 years. So, yes, Casey is the man to blame.
I'll take the blame, but it's been an enjoyable ride.
It has been. I'm not complaining. I really am not. It's I got a great gig.
Is he responsible for your original personal motto?
Follow me. What do you want to live forever?
It could be. It might have been him.
I think I was during Fantasy Fest. That one.
That could have been. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Down in the Keys. I think that might have happened.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are a little fuzzy.
We promise not to talk about it.
Right. But yeah, a good time for sure. But we're looking ahead as well as looking back today a little bit, because we're thinking about New Year's resolutions. Some of them, you know what, I got to say, for me personally,
looking ahead and looking it back as well should be a slogan for Fantasy Fest, actually.
Yeah.
That would fly.
Look behind you. No, the thing for me personally, though, I think I can say, there's not many resolutions that I've made over the years that I didn't get to pull off. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say from 2012, well, I made a resolution to do this, and I'm going to have to renew it because I didn't do it. Because I did it. You know, I've been to Fiji many times, Galapagos, Maldives. This year, I didn't travel nearly as much as I did in 2011 because we've added this new radio show, Just Plain Radio. I'm learning to fly. But so 2012 ended up being more of a closer to home dive adventure time. We did the Turks and Caicos live aboard trip. That was one of the big trips of the year. And then I did a bunch of little trips down to the Keys and over to the Bahamas, but not like I did in 2011, where we were all over the place. So, but there's a reason for this, and it's a good excuse. I'll explain after the break, and then
that
we'll get into.
Likely.
Bill and Jimmy and Casey's world. And yours, 888-88-SCUBA, Divers New Year's Resolutions.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 81. Sure, fish smell. But you would too if you had to swim around in your own urine day after day.
Oh, gnarly!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Here's a question for you, Nick.
Yeah, what's that?
What is a good diver?
Well, that's a good question. What do you think it is?
Well, it's not a technical cave diving instructor with thousands of dives under his weight belt.
Well, hopefully he is, but I'm thinking that's not the kind of good diver you're talking about.
Nope, I'm talking about the kind of good diver every diver can be from the day they are certified.
Which is an excellent thing for every diver to realize. There are a number of things every diver can do towards being good, most of which has to do with common sense and a safety-oriented mindset. For example, a good diver is someone who completes the training for the diving they want to do.
No going with that cave diving instructor with only an open water card, right?
Right. And after the training is completed, a good diver follows that training.
Because, believe it or not, instructors are not making up the rules they teach for their own amusement.
No, they're not. You're an instructor. What's one of the first rules you teach?
Plan the dive and dive the plan.
Exactly. A plan profile is useless if the diver ignores it when they go underwater. A good diver knows and sticks to the plan.
How about showing up at the dive properly equipped?
Now that's a good one. A good diver doesn't show up planning to share his buddy's computer or compass. In fact, a good diver has all the equipment needed for the dive.
And takes care of that equipment.
Yes, he does.
What else?
A good diver stays up to date on diving, continues their education, refreshes and practices their skills on a regular basis, reads magazines and books.
Listens to scuba radio?
Well, sure. That one goes without saying.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a no-brainer. These tips are gold. So to get back to this one, a good diver understands that the buddy system is a backup to self-reliance and responsibility. It's up to every diver out there to take responsibility for him or herself and what they bring to the dive. There are a lot of safety precautions out there to help you if you get into trouble, but a good diver does their part to avoid the problems in the first place.
So of all the characteristics you listed here today, which one would you say contributes the most to avoiding those problems?
I think that's the easiest answer of all, and the one that encompasses everything we talked about here. The defining characteristic of a good diver is one who checks their ego at the door. Letting ego be part of your diving leads to all sorts of bad decisions, including costly safety shortcuts. And leaving it home allows you to adopt all of the practices that characterize a good diver.
I think that says it all. You don't have to be a scuba guru to be a good diver. Everyone has the potential. A good diver is primarily someone with common sense, solid training, and a healthy mindset. Adopt the characteristics of a good diver, and you'll not only stay safer, you'll get even more out of a sport with a lot to offer. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, so it is the last show of 2012. Next week we are in Bimini for New Year's Eve. Make sure you tune in for that little adventure with Neil Watson at the Bimini Sands. Quite a to-do going to be going on. And we will see how that unfolds, and you'll hear all the festivities next week on the big show. All right, so for me personally, there's nothing I can go back from 2012 and say I need to just renew my New Year's resolution, because I've done it. I didn't travel as much in 2012. I've been learning how to fly an airplane. So this coming year, I'm going to hopefully fly to more places like Bimini myself and do some more diving quicker and more efficiently. That has been the goal. So 2012 for me was really a learning period for me to get this plane thing down so I can start diving and traveling to some places that I fly to. So there's mine, is to go more places. I'll get more specific as we go on, and we'll run around the room, and you can feel free to chime in with your diver's New Year's resolutions at 888-88-SCUBA. However, first, she might have a diver's resolution or two. Abby is on the phone. Remember Abby from Divers Alert Network? She worked there for a while. She was a mermaid with Scuba Radio for a while. She's just living large in the Big Apple now. And what,
she was
Bill?
She was the alpha dog mermaid for a long time.
Alpha dog's not the right word. She's a hottie. Hey, Abby, how are you?
She was a dog. I meant she was the alpha dog. She was the A number one mermaid.
Yes, A number one, the alpha, whatever you would like to call me, living it up in the Big Apple, but yeah, taking time out for the little people like you, Greg.
Well, thank you, Abby. You know, despite that, she's living large like that in New York City. Yeah, she still can make time for us little folk here in Orlando, Florida. But you're actually back home this week, right? Just hanging out, chilling with the fam? Is that the deal?
That's right.
Yeah.
I came down to Florida for the holidays, so I'm just hanging out here with the family, probably going to catch up with a few friends, and with any luck, make it over there to the studio and be able to hang out with the Scuba Radio crew.
Well, it could happen. You never know. Maybe we ought to, you know, one of the first times we met, well, actually the first time we met Abby was when we went over to the springs there on the west coast of Florida, and we did a river float down the Weekiwachee River. Maybe we need to do that, Abby. You know, I have Casey in the studio with me today. He's one of the first guys I met in my diving career path. He kind of led the way and is to blame for what has eventually materialized over the years. But maybe, you know, this is the end of the year. Maybe it's a time to reflect back to those good times when we floated the Weekiwachee River. That was a good time, wasn't it? From what I remember.
Oh, from what you remember. Exactly. It was a great time. I think we should do a reunion float down the river. But, you know, we've got to try to get the original crew back together.
Yeah, don't most of those mermaids have babies now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
They have babies, but what are you saying?
Are they
going to
be the same shape?
No, they can float. It doesn't matter if they've had babies, you know.
Well, give their babies their individual floats and pull them behind. That way, you know, they're not in the middle of all the ruckus, but they still get to enjoy the float.
That's true.
Oh, and they're west coast of Florida babies, so they're probably drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They'll fit right in.
Goes without saying.
I mean, maybe not rum and tequila, but definitely at least Kahlua and Bailey's.
Right.
You could just put them on top of the coolers and the inner tubes.
Yeah. They got a little white Russian thing going on. Who knows? But maybe we do that. It's not a dive, but it's in the water, so it would be a start. Have you been? You've been doing this stuff up in New York City, going to school. I know you haven't really been focused on doing any diving, but is that going to change for 2013 for you? Possibly, you think?
Oh man, I really hope so, Greg. I really hope so. That's the plan. I mean, there's a million places I want to go. A lot of diving that I want to do. So I'm hoping to squeeze in at least one stellar dive trip in 2013.
Yeah,
and I think that's pretty good.
Well, okay, that's a start. Where, I mean, this guy, do you have something in mind specifically? Does it include us, or is this with some other dive group friends that
you
have?
She said stellar, so it means it's not with us.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I'm just double-checking to see if she's keeping us open as like a plan B.
She wants to go to the same place we went to a week before we go. So it's still nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go before you guys do any major damage. That's exactly right.
Right. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
You know, it's sad. It's sad that I haven't been diving as much as I should have recently. So I'll take what I can get. But I would really like to actually get in the water and, you know, dive with some whale sharks. I think that would be great. I think that would be a nice thing to do in 2013. So I'm going to shoot for that.
All right. Whale sharks, where, though? Where are you thinking?
I don't think there are any in the Maldives, so we can cross that one off.
Sea of Cortez.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
You're absolutely wrong.
There are whale sharks in the Maldives, so we can't cross that one off.
No.
Abby, start now. Start lobbying now for the Maldives.
Because Bill's been lobbying.
Got my vote already.
Yeah, Bill's been lobbying for a while, so you're going to have to. Oh, look at that. You just jumped above Bill.
Look at
in the
that.
List.
She hasn't even started trying yet. She's ahead of me.
Remarkable.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I just took Bill's spot. Well, you know, we can plan our own trip. We don't need these guys.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you know, leave me at home?
That's a good point. I'm sure my wife would not have a problem with it.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I am going to make a New Year's resolution for 2013 that there can be no Scuba Radio trips without me. How about that? In your face!
That's going to be a real hard one to keep, Greg.
Yeah. Well, no.
But you know what? I might start the Mermaid Abbey excursions. How about that?
I don't like it. Unless I'm included. Am I included in this? Or does that entail having to wear a mermaid tail?
Well, and I'm in charge. I'll call the shots. And then you might get lucky and get a spot on one of them, Greg.
Okay. So she's taking like a dominatrix type role with this. I don't know how we're losing control. Like that isn't how this happens. No, I still maintain
control.
That's
how it happens with a dominatrix.
Well, yeah, but I that's not my thing. Maybe you're right.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Yeah, well, you know, that was Andre from the Bahamas from years ago. And I need to go back to that. Club Viva Fortuna, one of my first all-inclusive dive resort package adventures that we had. And I remember about 20% of it. But it was a good 20%, trust me. Many good times. We have to go back to that place. I think it's owned by a Wyndham company now, by the Wyndham folks. But still all-inclusive property there in the Bahamas. All right, Abby is on the line with me right now. You remember her, Abby? She worked at Divers Alert Network. She's going to school now in New York City. She used to be a mermaid. She's like the mother mermaid of the Scuba Radio pod. She used to keep all the girls in line for us. Make sure none of them would swim away too far.
I thought mermaids were like marines.
What do you mean?
Once a mermaid, always a mermaid.
Well, see, yeah, that's true, isn't it, Abby?
Oh, that's absolutely true. But I will say that although I'm once a mermaid, always a mermaid, I prefer not to be called the mother mermaid.
Why?
Good job, Greg.
I don't think she's like old enough to be the mother of the other mermaids.
Well, okay. Yeah. What would you prefer?
Grandma mermaid.
Mermadam?
Grandma. No.
Yeah, I was a mermadam. I'd rather that than the mermother.
All right, mermadam. Well, we can work with that. Yeah. I mean, what about that for 2013? As far as doing the dives, you mentioned you want to do some diving with whale sharks. What about mermaiding? Is it time to come full circle for Abby? Should we put her back in a?
Did you say mermating?
Mermating.
Mermating.
Mating.
None of that. She's made sure of that. I'm sure. Okay. She has protection from that. It's called.
Okay, keep digging. Keep digging. I don't know how deep she can go.
Move on.
She's a gun owner. Anyway, I don't know. Could that happen? Could we see Abby back in a mermaid tail in 2013 as well as diving or snorkeling with whale sharks? What do you think, Abby?
You know, anything's possible. It's going to be a new year, new activities, new aspirations. So anything is possible. And like you said, it'd be a big full circle type of thing, you know?
All right, why
whale? Returning home to the mermaid pod.
That's right, coming full circle. But why whale sharks? What is it about whale sharks that you want to make happen for you? Just because they're whale sharks, and that is enough to make most people go, yeah, I want to do that, of course. But is there anything in particular?
That's part of it, Greg. That's, you know, we've all got things that we want to do. But, you know, specifically, I had an opportunity to go last year, and I didn't take it because I went back to school and I had a lot going on. So it's one of those trips that I didn't get to do that I want to go back and revisit and make happen.
I see. Where was that going to be? Where were you planning to dive with whale sharks?
It was actually just going to be in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Outside of Mexico, yeah. So it's pretty easy. It wouldn't have been too difficult. I would love to go somewhere else. I've been to Mexico a lot in my life. But, you know, ultimately it's something I would like to do. So I'm going to try to make that happen one way or the other.
Got it. Now, before the break, Bill mentioned, you can't go to the Maldives because they don't have whale sharks. They do have whale sharks. And that's the thing about the Maldives trip. They have everything. We had a day of whale sharking. We had a day of hammerheads. I mean, they got everything there in the Maldives, so you can do everything. But you're talking about like the Sea of Cortez or that little city down there where the whale sharks are very prevalent, or go down to mate for a month or two every year, and there's just hundreds of them, right? That's what you were talking about, I'm thinking, Abby, right?
Oh, right, but you know, the Maldives, I certainly am not going to hold my nose up to. I mean, that's great diving. I've never been. So I think that I could be flexible in terms of what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Oh, from the pictures I've seen, I know you can be flexible.
Oh, quit it, Bill. That's just not appropriate, really.
She looks very flexible underwater in the photos that I've seen of her as a mermaid. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. He's a pig. I feel your pain there, Abby. But anyway, I can't believe I actually just accused another dude for being a pig. That's awesome.
It was Bill.
How did that happen?
Greg's been the one to take the moral high ground here.
Well, you know, I had to sneak it in there at least once for this show.
You got to keep your audience on their toes. You know, surprise them once in a while.
That's right. Got to keep them nice and limber and flexible, evidently. So maybe we can make the whale shark thing happen. But you'd be open to doing maybe like a little trip down to the Keys or the Bahamas just for some fun diving. Might include a plane flight with me as your pilot to fly down there.
I
see how you snuck that one in there.
Yeah, very subtle. Yeah, I like to live life on the edge, and I think flying with Greg as my pilot would definitely be as close to the edge as I could possibly get. So.
That's right. It's true. Trust me. I've seen how I fly. No, we can make this happen. But that's the idea. That's what I'm hoping to do, is to fly over to the Bahamas a little bit more often, or maybe even down to the Keys and do some diving down there. And you'd be up for doing some of that this year, right? You'll have a little bit more flexibility in 2013 to make this happen, I'm thinking, right?
Absolutely. I'm up for all of that. And, you know, if I actually did go on a flight with you, Greg, and if we did part of your show, I will officially have been on all of your radio shows.
Oh, wow.
So I feel kind of privileged, yeah.
Well, Abby, you get around. And I like that.
Evidently.
I like that about
you. And in the air. Land, sea, and the air.
Yes. She is, I don't know, all kinds of levels of, you know, I don't know. Anyway,
she's fully immersed in overboard entertainment.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah.
Abby is well-rounded in more ways than not. Well, okay, I didn't say it.
That's coming out wrong.
How's the school going? Before we let you go, are you almost done with the schooling thing, and then you're back to the real world, or you got plenty of schooling to go? What's going on with that?
No, I'm going to finish up in 2013. Then back to the real world, which hopefully means back to the real world with very good employment and still living in New York and living it up and having the ability to do more of these trips. That's the plan. So.
Well, fantastic. You've got our number. Call us when you don't have any class.
Right. Well, and you know what? I'll send you guys an invitation to my graduation.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
All right. Good job there, Abby. Mermaid Abby. Oh, we love her. When she graduates, we'll bring her back into the pod. Like they all come back around eventually when they have no other choice. No, she'll have plenty of choices. She likes us, which is a rarity. That's why we keep talking to her. Right, Bill?
Yeah, that's the only reason why she keeps talking to us.
Yeah, good point. All right, more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.